Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's hottest podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, do you still fear crime in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Me?
No.
Okay. What kind of crime? What kind of crime do I need to be fearing?
Sir, I mean, you live in a world now where you... In a world, yeah.
where either you blinked out of existence, or one, or someone, definitely someone you knew.
Yeah,
half the people you knew,
half the people I knew, gone.
But then back.
In a world where 50% of the population went, and then they're back.
Yeah.
Do you still fear crime? So basically, what I'm trying to say with this question is,
yeah,
the Marvel Cinematic Universe is full of superheroes.
Yes, sure.
But usually when you associate superheroes, they're fighting crime.
Right.
But the MCU has created an interesting problem for, I guess, its citizens, which is like, do you really give a shit about someone robbing your shop when you know that there is like aliens and galactic races that are wiping out of the... And also, you also are now aware that superheroes are real and that superheroes are capable of pretty much anything, including bringing 50% of the population back. So if someone's like, a man comes into your store with a gun, you're like, Iron Man will probably kill you the moment you walk out.
No, I don't think he won't. Didn't you just say that he won't? Like, none of the MCU heroes fight crime. So in fact, I'm actually more frightened of crime because the people who are out there who are like, we're protecting you, are actually not protecting
me. Yeah, they're
me.
Doing with bigger shit. It's mostly military. And also, again, it's like S.H.I.E.L.D., who were meant to protect us were revealed to just to be villains.
Yeah.
And then their Harry carrier crashed, and then all my tax money, where'd that go to? I'm irate.
And then but then S.W.O.R.D. comes along. Oh no, they're bad too.
It's kind of like saying like, hey dude, there's the army, so do you fear crime?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, hey, there's a space army or alien army. I think I would, like, living in Australia, what is my experience of superheroes in
America,
the MCU? Because a lot of it is American-centric.
Yeah.
Well, almost, except for the stuff that happens in
Slovakia.
Sokovia?
Sokovia.
Yeah.
I was supposed to say Sylvania.
Yeah. Sylvester the Cat. And Wakanda as well.
So it's like Wakanda.
Wakanda stuff, not on the news.
That's true.
Eventually goes on the news, though.
Yeah.
What, sorry?
Eventually it goes in the news because the king got blown up, and then he's like, we're doing an outreach program.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. So eventually
Wakanda on the news.
Yeah, Wakanda on the news.
Being like, they got vibranium. What's this?
So they reveal that they have like powers and vibranium and like a super city, yeah?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That would be huge news. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's Thanos, so it's like it's kind of.
There's like a lot of huge news happening, and I'm just like, I don't.
Every time you turn on the TV, you're like, click, huge news.
The 24-hour news cycle is the 1-hour news.
All right,
cycle.
You're going through. Okay, you're right, because like, do you fear crime? Because you're like, okay, hey, remember that time that purple gunk just grew for a bit and attacked our citizens?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
But you wouldn't us here in Down Under, we wouldn't remember it like that. We would be like, bad thing happening in Philadelphia, and we'd be like, oh, I hope they're okay, and then change the channel to Better Homes and Gardens.
Yeah, I guess.
Let's see if Harry can see a koala or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like a Spider-Man comes, like, where's our Spider-Man?
Yeah.
It's that guy, Tom, from Better Homes and Gardens. He was on Dancing with the Stars. He won because he took off his shirt and everyone went, ha, hubba, hubba.
Yeah. Really got that mum demographic.
Yeah.
We don't know anything that's happening in the MCU because we're watching Better Homes and Gardens and Dancing with the Stars.
So I guess, okay, so let's face this. We're in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
But we're in Australia, just for the time being. Yeah. Obviously, we'll explore what will happen if we...
Uh-huh, of course.
It's just... Jackson, it's Dusha, it's Zemet, and we're in New York now.
Yeah, but... I'm eating this pizza in New York
by way of Transylvania.
By way of Transylvania, one and a half of my body's just disappeared.
I'm walking here.
Okay, in Australia,
yeah.
The events are happening. We're turning on the news. We're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Because stuff like Avengers, because this, I know we've done this, we've covered this before, like what with the John Q. Citizen, and like, we're going to touch on bits of that, but we won't do the whole episode again. Surprise.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we will. Yeah. Bonus sneaky episode. What if we did it again, but good, and didn't invite that foul-mouthed James fellow?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was in that episode. Don't fact-check me. Anyway. In Australia, a lot of the early stuff doesn't touch us. So like the first Avengers film, we're just like, oh shit, New York. I mean, well, we're probably not nonchalant about it. We're like, oh shit, aliens are real.
Because the thing is, it would have been, I love doing that. Iron Man 1 happens. We're like, oh yeah, that war criminal Tony Stark, he got a big suit. Mm. Good for him, I guess.
Yeah,
but
great.
Even that, like, that would just be like a weird
but
thing.
But also, Hulk was a happening.
Yeah, Hulk was a happening.
So I would have been more, hey, I'm scared of this Hulk thing.
I think what is probably going to happen is up until the first Avengers film, the government and S.H.I.E.L.D. are like keeping things under wraps.
There would be like crypto like zoologists being like, you hear about this weird green monster?
Yeah.
Or like, hey, do you remember that energy drink that they got pulled off the market?
Yeah.
Because it made Stan Lee a monster.
Stan Lee die.
Oh, that's sad. Oh. Goodbye, true believers.
That bit probably doesn't play as well now that he's dead in real life.
Yeah.
It was going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. It's not controversial to say Stanley was going to die.
Yes.
Maybe in poor taste, but it's not controversial. No, but the thing is that you're right. It's so weird. Obviously, we watch these films and you're not thinking about the fact that they all take place in America. But we would be, given that we're in Australia, and as it got worse and worse over the years, we would be like, something is wrong.
We should probably cancel our tour.
I don't want to go.
It doesn't happen anywhere else. I mean, I guess Thor 2 happened in Britain a bit.
Yeah.
It was a bit in London.
Yeah, we're like, oh, I thought I was safe in there.
Yeah. But like...
See Thor on the news, like, he sounds a bit like us. Keep tabs
on
that.
Wasn't he on Neighbours?
Wasn't he on Home and Away?
That's the one I mean. Wasn't he on Dancing with the Stars?
Doesn't he have brothers?
Yeah.
Aren't they also from us?
Yeah.
So you fast forward a bunch of like stuff in the news that we sort of getting, we were horrified because first of all, aliens definitely exist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think what blows the doors off is the first Avengers film because like aliens exist, New York's fucked.
But it doesn't though. Because there is
people
that
don't believe
in maybe Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. people being like, it's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. No one should know what happens in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because I refuse to believe that a single person on Earth watched that television program.
Yeah, but that might have actually been, wasn't that like at the end of Avengers?
Maybe.
I kind of remember the scene where it's like, people are like, oh, I refuse to believe any of that happened.
Mm.
And like it was like an afternoon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, maybe we would.
Didn't Loki go to Germany as well? So maybe some stuff happens in Germany briefly.
Yeah.
Captain America was a guy, like a thing historically.
A mascot.
Yeah, but he was a mascot. We don't know about his secret.
But then he pops up. He pops back up and we're just like, oh, it's.
Because we know about the suit. We know the super serum works.
Yeah.
We knew that because there's a whole museum about it.
Doping would
be off the charts.
Well,
you're telling me that like anyone trying to get an edge in, just like sports wise, they would be trying to recreate the super soldier serum.
Yeah, not enough
serum,
of the, like,
whatever
the superheroes that come about because of a recreated super soldier serum are like athletes.
Well,
but they should be. Yeah,
everyone because of the super serum thing and it being very public knowledge, I guess everyone would just constantly be referring to to Steve Rogers as having small balls.
Rogers found in ice.
Because the thing, you have like, you know, with Falcon and the Winter Soldier, where you have all these like different people trying to recreate the super soldier serum and it kind of gets out there.
All the time.
Take
stuff.
A man thing,
but,
baby.
Exactly. But the thing is, like, it wouldn't just be called the super soldier serum. There'd be like offshoots. There'd be so many more people. There'd be like, we know that there is a thing we can do to the human body that kind of transforms a like 5'2" dweeb boy into a 6'2" hunk.
I don't like the way he gestured to me when he said dweeb boy. Did you see that?
Yeah. I think it was. And then he gestured to no one when he said hunk. Yeah. He moved his arm.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Is this worse? A 5'2" dweeb boy and a 6'2" hunk. I pointed at Jackson for dweeb boy and then myself at hunk. Was that more insulting?
Because it was you, I was like, yeah. That's how I imagine that interaction would have gone. Yeah.
So again, so you have like just the science there of like, oh, it can happen. Mm. So there would be so many, like so many more
but
people.
But it wouldn't affect us.
Well, no, no. I'm just putting that out there.
It wouldn't affect
just like, I don't know. What if I got government officials like putting the water supply? Let's see what happens. Yeah. Fluoride made their teeth good. What the fuck? Check that in. See what happens.
Make them Superman.
Go nuts.
This doesn't really tie back into the crime thing yet, but I guess it would definitely make conspiracy theories way more, I mean, one, out there, and two, even the more fucked conspiracies would be way easier to believe because you'd be like, okay, but we live in a world where the super soldier serum transformed a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, well, I mean, finding out that the queen is a reptile or whatever, I'd be like, well, maybe.
Also, eventually, probably yes, when Skrulls happen. You know what I mean? Like, so a lot of these conspiracy theories actually do get proven true. Oh, S.H.I.E.L.D., I hear, because you probably, there's no way you can keep it a secret forever, I hear they're Nazis.
But oh, S.H.I.E.L.D. you're not meant to know exist. We probably wouldn't know about S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, we would, because Black Widow was like, hey, this.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the leak. She became Julian Assange. I forgot about that.
So there's a lot.
Or whoever the... Julian Assange is a bad. There was two leakers. One's bad and one's less
one's
bad.
Snowden, one's Snowden, one's Julian Assange. I don't know.
One of the... Look. Listeners, one of them is bad and one of them is good, and I know that, but I don't know which is which.
Yeah,
it's hard to say.
Yeah. Nah, because one of them, there's a whole, it doesn't matter, guess
Chelsea
one
Madden?
Is.
Her?
No.
She did good, I think.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe they're both. Maybe it's not.
Anyway.
One of them pushed an agenda, one didn't,
know.
But then also one maybe
with
was
the geopolitical issues of whatever. The world.
Anyway, Black Widow was probably the good version of that.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
I forgot
I'm
about
an ignorant man, JD.
Which means that once that happens,
yeah,
everything's fucked.
Well, yeah, and then that's the thing is like when Black like Widow that... releases that, right? Yeah, it's encrypted, but people kind of decipher it. That's what happens with Baron Zemo.
Yeah,
he
deciphers
it, realizes like all this bullshit happens, and that's how he gets information to try and split up the Avengers.
For sure.
So again, it's that kind of thing where
why
you're
why
like,
she release?
We...
That's
know,
weird.
Yeah, you get like info dump, just like there it is.
But it's quicker, maybe.
Info dumping encrypted messed up. Either maybe, post it or don't.
Yeah, well, maybe she was like, she'll do it like this, and then the clever people who deserve to find out
exactly
the intelligent people of the world, like Baron Zemo.
Yeah. Thank God.
Anyway, so once that happens,
so it's like it's all the information's out,
and
there.
That happens during Civil. No,
yeah, that
it's,
happens post Winter
no,
Soldier.
Yeah.
So before Age of Ultron, which again,
we'd
the Ultron
about.
Stuff we knew about because their robots went everywhere.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
but
yeah,
is your argument about crime, Dusha, that we would
it
have
just gets to a point where you're like. Look, I'm not worried about crime.
I'm so existentially terrified all the time that the idea of being robbed at gunpoint doesn't even make my heart beat a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, that and mixed with the fact that there's superheroes out there and it's getting to the point now where there's so many. And, I mean, like, Tony Stark and whatever doesn't fight just like a guy with a gun. But Spider-Man does.
Yeah, name anyone else, though. Yeah, because
Captain,
this is a...
No, not Captain America.
Are we looking at the Netflix series at all
in terms of
Captain?
Not the Netflix net series. No, because I think there's a trick where they're
Ronan.
Not really... Huh?
Ronan?
Ronan.
Hawkeye.
Yeah, but he's like...
He kills Yakuza. And a lot of other... Just, well, he kills like organized crime.
Yeah, but that's just organized crime.
Yeah, but...
No, but you know what I mean? So, like, that's not street-level crime.
Organized crime is like...
If you found out right now there was a guy killing mafia men, would you feel safer? Or would you just be like, oh, that's just mafia shit?
No. I think that if I found out that there was a guy going around killing mafia men in my area.
Yeah. So we're living underbelly. All right.
Yeah.
If I find out, well, actually, yeah, that's a fucking good point. It happened in Victoria.
Yeah.
Did you feel safer?
No, it was worse.
So that's what I mean.
Finding out that someone got shot in the head in their car at a footy oval within a 20-minute drive from wherever I was at the time, I was like, oh, yeah, that's bad
so
news.
It's fucking terrifying.
Finding me like, oh, I like that bar. Oh, I don't like that bar.
So you wouldn't feel safer knowing that Ronan was out there Ronaning. You'd be like, God.
Storm's brewing.
Because the thing
I gotta get out of Tokyo.
There's that line, I think it is in Civil War, where Vision is like, hey, the number of crime, like the number of like super villains basically that have like risen up when we've joined has like exponentially grown because there's just people who are meeting us in terms of a challenge. And so there's a whole concept of like, are we breeding?
But what's crazy is the Avengers, so Marvel Comics characters. Say like your immediate borough is like a one, right? Yeah. And then your immediate neighborhood is like a two, and then three for like your area of the city, four for the city itself, five for the city and surrounds, you know what I mean? And Spider-Man, say, is at like a five for the city itself and surrounds.
Spider-Man's like a four.
Well, sure. He starts at a four. The Avengers, most of the Avengers in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the superheroes we're introduced to, start at like a nine. So actually the idea of like a superhero being something that defends us, the everyman,
the little
doesn't
guy.
Exist. It's not a thing.
You're like, oh, this guy who's robbed me at gunpoint, who's maybe trying to like carjack me, I hope the Hulk turns up?
I
hope the Hulk stays away.
Take my car, just don't tell the Hulk.
Aren't you glad the Hulk's not here and the guy who's robbing your house like, yes, I'm so glad.
We'd both be just paced.
We'd be minced.
This car would be gone.
There's actually a superhero has a completely different meaning in the world of the MCU.
And, I mean, this isn't the question anymore.
But it's
like,
crazy to think about.
It's weird to the point where I don't understand why anyone would like superheroes.
Yeah.
I guess you're looking at it in the same way. Yeah, you would see superheroes, if you're living in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the superheroes are pretty much just like the same way you'd see like special forces in the army.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, okay, cool. Yeah, I guess they're probably maybe doing the right thing. I don't trust that.
I don't know. That's the thing. Like, when Sokovia is risen out of the earth and somebody tells you the news, they're like, oh, the Avengers made sure that it landed safely. I'm like, this is too crazy a situation for my terrible meaty brain to even comprehend.
And then there'd be a lot of, again, depending on what story goes out there, because you'd get like press release from the military.
And we see
from America,
Tony Stark himself.
Yeah. You just get a lot of like they would spin the story how they do it, but then we would have a lot of like eyes on the street, like of
Twitter would be
Sokovian
off.
Citizens filming stuff.
Yeah.
And again, you have that kind of thing where it's like, you know, Baron Zemo gets really shitty because it's like we traveled outside of the city. I thought we would be safe, but we weren't.
Yeah.
My wife and child died. And my dad, all because of you interfered, of you did this, that, and the others. Yeah. Sure, like, they don't know that Ultron was going to drop it and then cause an extinction-level event. But at the same time, like, at what point, you know, do you have, like, believe everyone?
Well, and also, it's the, I think we discussed it when we talked about what does the general public know about the DCEU, and we had the famous Snake Man argument, but moving beyond that, it's a Superman-Zod situation, where if I'm watching Superman and Zod fight, I don't know what I'm watching.
No.
Do you know what I mean? It's just a lot of flashing guys.
Yeah, and then...
And destruction. Then, so you're like, maybe they're both bad.
I don't know. I think they're both bad. This is what... It would lead to either conspiracy theories or, like, you know, rights group popping up to be just like, what gives them the right to use where we live as their battleground.
Yeah.
And this is where the Sokovia Accords come up and where I'm like, sign them, you shits.
Oh, yeah. Sign those goddamn accords.
Well, we've seen from the Marvel Cinematic Universe that, like, press releases are constantly lying.
Yeah.
Like, as in, you see the heroes be like, oh, we're not actually going to win out. Like, the end of Spider-Man, like, Tony Stark's like, announce your Spider-Man. He's like, no. And he's like, all right.
Yeah.
We're announcing we're engaged or whatever. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, well done.
Like, so if you think about them, so, we've gone through them in terms of, like, the movies and what we know about the movies. But what about the people? So what do you, just as a guy, know about what Tony Stark is and does? I know he's clever because he does like tech shows and stuff.
Clever tech shit.
And like, I know he fights guys initially
he got his house bombed by that Mandarin.
Yeah,
who was like, oh, you hear it was like apparently the you know, that guy that was like the terror. It was all a front. He was like a British guy.
Classic.
It's the same as if we found out that like what does Elon Musk do at the moment?
Know. Yeah, he just hangs out.
Imagine you found out he had an Iron Man suit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You'd it's be the same like, thing. Oh, yeah. You'd be like, okay.
But then he goes and kills people with it. You'd be like, well, that's a bit much. But also, it's such an echelon above me that I'm not thinking about.
Now, a quick word from our sponsor.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, handsome and handsomettes. Today's episode is proudly sponsored by our good friends over at the Hard Dice Podcast. Want a podcast that takes movies and board games and blends them together into some kind of delicious podcast smoothie with three distinct flavors? Well, Hard Dice has you covered. They take movies and make them a semi-playable board game. They take board games and make them a semi-watchable movie. And also, they play licensed board games and compare them to their cinematic counterparts. So if board games and films are your bag, just search for the Hard Dice Podcast in your podcast app of choice, Google, or audio streaming service.
All right, that's Iron Man. Captain America.
Oh, yeah, he was a guy from, yeah.
He's like, just like a powerful soldier.
Isn't he the same guy in World War II?
I think he was frozen, like cryogenic freezing or something. Yeah. I don't know.
But even then, like, you just get to a point where, like, well, I guess he's just a big soldier for the government.
Yeah.
And then the mantle. Retires, because they never say, they don't do the whole aging thing. They don't announce it. Again, tricking the public.
Mm.
They're like, we're passing the mantle on. Steve Rogers has retired. So you're this is the new Captain America. And then that would cover up the fact he did bad.
Yeah.
And they're like, actually, this is the new Captain America. Like, oh, shit, we're going through him quick now.
we're burning through Captain America.
But with that, I'd be like, oh, so I guess that the Captain America that was on the Avengers probably wasn't the same one from the
1940s?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You would assume it was just like a role.
I would assume Steve Rogers was also a code name, and I would call Falcon Steve Rogers.
Embarrass yourself at a press meeting. Steve Rogers. Sam Wilson. What?
What isn't your name now, Steve?
Don't you become
my name's
Steve?
Sam Wilson. What? And then two other people who have a better handle of the situation move in front of you. Huh?
Captain America. Yeah, but your other name's Steve Rogers, right?
You're the new Steven, aren't you?
No.
Steven Rogers.
Speaking of Steven, Doctor Strange, we had no idea about.
No clue.
Ant-Man.
But there is a magic temple in the middle of...
Ant-Man we would know about because he got really big that one time. Those two times. Fight at the airport we'd know about as well.
Looking out the window. Oh, my God.
Would we know about that fight in the airport?
Probably not.
We might know about the one in Ant-Man and the Wasp,
in like an abandoned airport in Germany?
In Ant-Man and the Wasp, he gets real big near Tim Heidecker's.
Yeah.
Forget that.
After being fired by Greg Turkington in the first movie.
Yeah.
But like we'd know maybe... Because there's like Lawrence Fishburne. Like he got big in the 70s.
Yeah. What happened there?
He got big in the 70s.
Didn't he?
He did. No, he did. He got big in the 70s.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't know what was going on with Ant-Man and the Wasp.
So again, we're like, you have those conspiracy theories of being like, oh yeah, you hear about that tiny fella that fought in Nam, maybe?
So I guess like all of this stuff is coming together, but it's not making you, it just means that the world you're living in, you're way more uneasy. So then I guess
you'd just be confused. I'd be like, every conspiracy, like, why not?
Yeah,
like, we're all sure, I guess.
Yeah.
But then, as the moment Blade pops up, I'm going to be like, fuck this.
Are you telling me there's vampires? What the fuck?
Imagine a multiverse.
I think it'd be like, imagine a mole man. Mole man pops out of the ground. I'm like, that's.
No, that's it.
That's just a short guy. I don't.
But is he under the ground? Oh, he's got moloids. That seems wrong.
If a little guy popped out of the ground, yeah. I would not think he. I would just think he was a small guy who had been underground.
I was underground.
Is he popping up under like those big like monster creatures?
I suppose he wouldn't just pop up.
He's not gonna pop up like a fucking Diglett.
Yeah.
Oh hey,
because he's got his little moloids, and then he's got those big. Are they also called moloids?
I don't know.
I couldn't say.
I don't know enough about moloids.
Like, why are you wearing those weird steel glasses?
Yeah, they're like the glasses for snow blindness. That's weird.
Well, I mean, like he's underground. He's not
burrowing through ground.
That's not what those glasses are for.
I thought it was.
Well, snow glasses are because you can get snow blind.
Yeah.
Which is when the sun hits the snow and it makes it so bright that it burns your retinas. Oh. So it's actually for a lot of light. So Mole Man. He shouldn't have.
I thought he was wearing those big square ones because he's like, the sunlight hurts my eyes because I'm underground all the time.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Anyway,
he could get snow blindness from regular.
He could get ground blindness.
Yeah.
Well, what about blindness? Thor is a crazy one to imagine. What?
I guess the resurgence in Norse religion.
Norse mythology. Yeah.
It would also just be, I think it would just fall into the category of like, we know aliens are real. This is just another alien. It's fucked if they're like guys.
There are so many stories about these cunts. So yeah. I'd be like, they're the gods.
We'd be living through a situation where unfortunately we'd just find out that one religion was right.
Yeah, we'd be like, the Norse are the right religion.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
But, that Jane Foster, she was dating a god.
That's yeah, but crazy. That's, yeah, that's cool. Like, oh my god, you were Jesus's girlfriend is pretty much the equivalent of that, but you're living. But the thing is, with Norse religion, though, is that, okay, yeah, these guys are real guys, but they're not gods, they're aliens. They call themselves gods, but they're aliens.
Yeah, but
who says that?
Yeah.
No, but isn't like, we know. So you would know
that. But
from
even
space.
If people said they were aliens, you can't. You're not going to Asgard, so you could be like, "Well, you could do the opposite. Well, science says they're aliens, but clearly they're gods."
But even then,
he
you would
flies.
Be like,
yeah. No one else can lift his hammer. Mm. He is a god.
Yeah, but then all of that stuff, you're like, "Oh yeah, but like what?" So like that doesn't change anything. So I think that what would happen is it would take that you would prove that that's right, but it also take the shine off. Like, as in, like, it'd be like if you found out that Jesus actually resurrected.
Yeah.
And then was like, oh, yeah, no, I was just kicking it in space.
Yeah.
And but, then you're like, but, oh, okay, there's no, it's not that
Thor
there's no heaven.
Thor considers himself a god. Yeah, so if you spoke to Thor, he's like, yeah, I'm a god from Asgard.
I'd be like, yeah, well, how did you create? And they'd be like, oh, we have a story about this. We created a Midgard like this. And
yeah,
I'd
be like, yeah. You'd be like, well
I guess
okay.
They're old enough.
That
maybe
checks
they know.
Out. You would have people on either side, I think, is what would end up happening.
Nothing happens.
You have, yeah. You'd have like, there's, is it not Helheim? Where's the big flame boy from? That. Like a Satan.
Yeah.
So you've got like, you know, you got that, but you don't
know.
I would be
scared that Earth was going to get Ragnarok if I heard about that. I'm like,
we do get new Asgarded.
Yeah, that's true. They build a town on us.
We're going to get Ragnarok.
Yeah.
I don't fear crime.
I might move
getting...
to New Asgard. Maybe you're playing Fortnite
with Thor. I don't
think
you're allowed
to
move to New Asgard. You're not an Asgardian.
Yeah, so they can't always intermingle. Thor dated one of us. Why can't I date one of
Thor's
them?
Thor's different.
I'm just like, a match with Lady Sif on Tinder. I'm like, oh yeah, cool.
Yeah,
nice. I'll come hang out in
what's
New Asgard.
What's Volstagg doing? He seems like a party boy.
A match with Mole Man. Why do you wear those gloves?
Unmatched.
Oh no. So most of these superheroes, you don't think of as superheroes. You think of as like a new branch of not necessarily the military, but like if you've got Air Force, Navy. You know, army.
Avengers.
You've also got Avengers.
Mm. But you don't, though, because you'd have people, they don't adhere to anything.
No, I don't necessarily mean in that they're in the government runs them. Right. I just mean in that they're like a new facet of global protection.
Yeah.
And then most of the time, you probably wouldn't think about them.
I think that what would happen is like, even if you know, even if someone is like, they don't listen to the government, in your head, you'd be like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But like,
winky
sometimes
face.
The army don't listen to the government. And like, all of them are like, all of the military can go rogue. The Avengers, I would be like, yeah, whatever. It's a different division.
I just don't think in my day-to-day life...
Ragnarok me.
I would be thinking about them. They wouldn't concern me. If somebody pulls a gun on me, I'm like, well, I hope I don't get shot.
This is very scary.
Yeah. I might go the other way of realizing, like, because of all the existential threats,
yeah,
I would take out a lot of insurance.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe I'd be just...
praying
surely...
that he had robbed every day to pay excess. Not excess.
Excess will go up.
Yeah, excess will go up.
I don't want that. But no, I think I'd be more cautious in that, but I probably wouldn't care too much about being shot. If I knew someone or if I myself had been blinked away,
yeah,
I'd be like, whatever.
Well, that's another thing. Like, are you going to fear crime if you've got blipped?
I fear other things.
I would still fear crime because... But
the blip is like... You don't know what happened.
That would be like an intense thing that happened in my life. But that's like if I fell into a coma and then I woke up and you're like, hey, Jackson, welcome back to It's 2021. Do you fear crime?
Yeah, good point. Like,
what?
For some reason I thought you were going to say, do you fear Christ?
A little.
Sure.
Is he
back? A little.
He has a hammer now.
Oh,
why did you watch me?
You got to understand that I have. You just told me it's 5 years later, and then you followed that up with, do you fear crime? I know I'm still currently in a hospital bed.
Are you sure it's the 5 years? Is Christ responsible?
I'm so scared you're about to step aside and Christ is behind you.
You gotta understand how intense this is for me right now.
I need you to tell me. Christ is back, dude. I need you to tell me.
This is gonna change a lot of stuff.
In my mind, you're just like hovering over my face with wild eyes. You seem like you're really unwell. Okay? I just came out of a coma. Let's not forget.
Well, yeah, because like when you...
Like the blip just to you, it's a bad thing that happened, but it is, the thing is, the Avengers are unrelated to crime.
Yes.
They're not. They've got nothing to do with crime. And so does the blip. The blip has nothing to do with crime. It's just a thing that happened to you that either it was like a traumatic period where you lost people for 5 years, or it was just like a confusing thing.
Well,
because I'm scared of getting mugged.
Yeah, you're right, though, when it comes down to the idea of like what you said at the top, where it's like, hey, when there was some gangland killings in Melbourne,
yeah,
it's that same kind of thing. If we had a Spider-Man looking after like the areas we live in, would I feel safer? Well, not really, because one, it's one person, and two, that seems like a child, and they're just doing what they think is good, but sometimes,
yeah,
are they making the situation better or worse? And I don't know. What's the proper training
there? If you're about to get mugged by someone, right, and then somebody saves you from getting mugged by mugging the mugger... I am like, I might get mugged twice now. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay, he beat that person up. Am I going to get beat up as well?
Yeah, I would be more scared of Spider-Man
holding a gun at you. Spider-Man kicks him away, and you're like, oh, thank God. And then Spider-Man just pulls up his fist and turns to you, and you're like, oh, what?
Come on! Give me your wallet. Fucking hell!
Yeah, all right.
Damn it! Spider-Man swoops away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's like, how he buys the pizza.
That makes him. That's how he buys the pizzas he delivers.
No. Spider-Man eats pizza.
He does. I just thought you were somehow conflating. Spider-Man's not a pizza delivery guy. He does it out of the goodness of his heart.
He's a pizza thief.
He steals a pizza, gives a pizza to the poor. Robin Hood.
Here's a question. As if you were a criminal, a robber, person who got by on nothing but crime, would you be more frightened living in an Avengers world?
No.
Depends where I live. Yes, if it's somewhere that Spider-Man's around, because I think that the chances of me getting kicked in the head.
You got the gun, Spider-Man from off-screen, his foot. Whoa! You go flying.
What kind of crime? They're just going after very visible crime.
But it's not even, like, Spider-Man is the anomaly.
Yeah.
There's no one else
that's... But that's what I mean. He's going after, it's like, Spider-Man is the anomaly, but he's going after, like, armed crime.
Mm. Yeah.
He's going after, like, that kind of stuff. But most crime...
If I'm doing a very public mugging, sure, I might be scared.
Yeah, if I'm robbing a bank, yes.
If I'm, like, standing there at the front of, like, in the middle of Times Square, and I'm like, I might mug a guy.
Yeah.
Sure.
But what kind of crime am I dealing drugs? Is Spider-Man, like, punching me for my sweet weed side hustle?
Yeah.
Well, Spider-Man hates drug dealers, so maybe.
If I'm shoplifting a candy bar, a Babe Ruth, let's say, is Spider-Man stopping me? No.
Probably not.
No. So, if I'm cheating on my taxes...
If I'm cheating on my wife...
If I'm fucking Jackson's wife...
Yeah, if Dusha's fucking my wife and I'm fucking Dusha... Okay. Is Spider-Man stopping stopping that? No.
That's not a...
He probably doesn't even know what's happening.
It's an ethical crime, maybe.
It doesn't seem like a crime. It just seems like...
Neither me nor my wife know about the other. That's okay. The truth.
That's still not a crime.
I know about everything.
It's...
What a sweet deal.
It's a sweet deal for JD, I guess.
Spider-Man coming in is like, should I stop this? You're like, no.
I just keep telling you and your wife that I'm making a cock out of the other one. Like, yeah, I'm making a cock out of Jackson. Yeah, I'm making a cock out of your wife, Jackson. Like, yeah, you are. Yeah,
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, I am. And Spider-Man can't stop me. That's a weird thing to say.
Spider-Man there in the window? I can't. It's not a crime. I don't know what it is. But also, how much does, like, say, again, using the nomenclature of Spider-Man, how much does Spider-Man know what is and isn't a crime?
Yeah. Or, like, how much of the city... New York's big. Like,
he's quick.
Yeah, but, yeah, like, but not quick enough. Yeah.
He can get pretty quick.
Okay, is he going to... Okay. Say it's a 60.
He's not
going to... It's a 60 zone, yeah. All right? It's a 60 zone that goes into a 50, right? And I'm there, I'm going, like, 62.
Yeah.
And I go from 62, and then I hit that threshold into the 50 zone, and I'm still going about 62. Is Spider-Man
switch
there?
Your car
flip,
up
flip by,
car.
Like, the back wheels, I flip into a school or something. What Spider-Man. The fuck, Spidey?
Job well done.
Another
you won't
crime
speed in.
Stopped.
Yeah, yeah. I run a red.
But also, the thing with Spider-Man is that he can only deal with crime that he can see, and he can only deal with one crime at a time.
Yeah.
So presumably Spider-Man must have a threshold below which he doesn't stop.
Yeah.
So, i.e. speeding. Probably Spider-Man doesn't worry himself with speeding. Mm-hmm. It's probably mugging, outright murder, and that's it, really.
Drink driving, another crime.
How does Spider-Man know?
How does he know?
He got breathalyzed.
Erratic driving, you keep an eye on that.
That's true, but only...
But then what's he going to... Okay, so you're over the 0.05, and you're there erratically
having
driving,
cruisy
having
drive
a sweet...
down Main Street.
Cruise. Mm. Oh, you've hit the
pants
curb. You're like, oopsie daisy, there, good. Don't worry.
Pants off.
Pants off.
Sure. Pants
McDonald's
off.
Sprite on your wiener.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm fucking that large
you're
drink.
You're eating a six pack of nugs. You've poured barbecue sauce directly in your mouth because it's quicker. What's Spider-Man going to do?
Nothing.
Well, I mean, Spider-Man pulls people out of cars all the time.
That's true.
Wow.
That's going to be a shock for him.
That's a situation. So what does he do?
You have a large sprite wrapped around your penis? I was fucking
Spider-Man. So without any cops around,
yeah.
So Spider-Man thwips a guy out of a car, stops the car?
He would have to, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The way that it usually happens is he thwips like a pole or something and then thwips the guy. So then the car keeps going and the guy gets ripped out of the car. And then he flips off the roof of the car and then just stops the
car. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, so any damage done? Like,
probably.
Okay. Or, yeah, two handprints in the front, I guess.
Uh-huh. And so now what happens? Like, legally?
He goes away. Oh, legally? Well, nothing. You're like, Spider-Man did it. The cops are like, we don't know who that is.
Spider-Man did it. There's no proof that you were driving that car at the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You won't go to jail.
Just in trouble.
Yeah. What? For what?
No, but it's in like you're in trouble not from the police. You're just in trouble from...
Oh, yeah. Because my dick's in a Sprite and I'm out in the cold. A mouth full of barbecue
your
sauce. There's no
in
nuggets
the
in my mouth.
Your pants in the car. You're stuck to a light pole. The police to get you down.
Yeah.
But your car's got two Spider-Man handprints on the front.
Yeah.
And so, like, again,
you're
that's
in
just,
trouble.
That's like, okay, yeah, I'm definitely in trouble. But in terms of legally, I'm definitely not.
No, yeah, you're fine.
So now Spider-Man actually stops a crime.
Mm.
To what end, though? He just stops it like that, but there's no other repercussions because there's no other footage or any kind of...
I suppose Spider-Man's not really most of the time trying to stop crime. He's mostly trying to save people from harm.
That's true.
The difference. So Spider-Man, when he stops a mugging, doesn't intend to arrest the mugger. Mm. He just doesn't want the person that's getting mugged to get mugged.
Well, the thing is, in that situation, it's a bit different because you've got the witness.
Oh, 100%.
You've got witnesses and stuff like drink driving and whatever. If there's no witnesses, it's different. Yeah. Spider-Man's like, well, I don't care. Don't give this guy the chair.
Yeah,
he's hanging out by this light post upside down wiener in a large sprite.
Yeah.
Then that's like punishment enough. No one got hurt, and that's lesson be learned.
I mean, like that's great. That's what Spider-Man was doing, like in terms of just like keeping
public
the
humiliation.
But also the thing with Spider-Man is that, so say in Queens, I'm taking a public shit, middle of the road, causing a lot of problems.
Flips it back into your bum.
Oh no!
Like flips your turd, grabs it, whips it around into your face.
Jesus! But then, say Statue of Liberty, someone's getting mugged.
Yeah,
Spider-Man can pick. He has to pick.
Well, he's going to pick the mugging.
Well, okay, say I'm mugging someone in Queens and someone's getting mugged at the Statue of Liberty.
Where's Spider-Man?
He's, but that's what I mean. But say he's right in the middle. He's got to pick. Or so that, what I'm saying is that Spider-Man is patrolling New York for crime, mm-hmm. but Spider-Man has a very limited range, really, mm. which means that if I was a criminal, I would be like, my odds are probably pretty good. It's not like Spider-Man has like a you know, yeah. omnipotent view or an omniscient view of New York.
Yeah, 100%.
So, yeah. One, I would be the same amount of scared of crime. I would be hoping Spider-Man would be around, but just like I might be hoping that like a cop or someone around, yeah. that could help me might be around.
Because there's a lot more police than there is Spider-Man.
Yeah, in fact, I probably wouldn't be thinking, if Spider-Man happened, I would be like, oh, neat. But it wouldn't be like what I'd expect.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So ultimately, I would fear crime basically the same amount.
Maybe more.
Yeah, maybe more.
I think, yeah, I think fear crime and I'd probably fear, like, collateral damage.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. After, look, I originally came into this and I was like, I wouldn't fear shit. But now I'm thinking that I would fear crime, but not the regular crime that people would fear. Like, yeah. I'm not worried that if I'm working in a shop, someone's going to pull a gun. I'm worried that a drill's going to come out of the ground and suck me into it.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
And, or, alternatively, smaller criminals are like, well, no one's paying attention to me because there's a guy with a giant drill that's come out of
that's
the middle
true.
Of the city.
Anytime there was, like, an Avengers level threat, I'd be like, wow, regular crime is gonna rise.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. As you soon know. As like the aliens start appearing yeah. and like tearing up New York, I'm like, yes, I'm gonna get me a new TV or something.
Yeah. Oh, I'd loot, don't you worry. Yeah.
We're obviously all pro looting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they'll start taking out a huge TV as yeah. Thanos snaps everyone.
One and a half of us go with the TV. It's broken.
We're gonna get another one.
One and a half of us.
Yeah.
Does that mean like what? Dusha and half my body?
Yeah.
I wish they took your top half.
Yeah.
You'd be less lippy.
In my mind, they took me right down the side.
Your mouth's agape all the yeah. time, but from the side.
Yeah. Gross. Yeah. So yeah, in the end,
yeah, just I think I'd fear crime
yeah.
basically the same, and I just wouldn't do much. If anything, I'd be probably more mad because I'm like, yeah, I don't give a shit about the space stuff.
Yeah.
Sure, that might affect me, but it might not. And like this though, this guy with a gun in my face, that I'm scared
that's
now.
The immediate problem.
Yeah, 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 yeah. yeah. yeah, yeah. All right, so that makes sense. I guess you just fear. You're more fearful of existence.
Yeah. My life is existentially. I'm more. Yeah.
Life is bad in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
For the regular fella, you would be sucking up so much hero juice.
What?
Super Soldier Serum, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. You would be doing your best to make yourself as strong as you could.
But then so are the criminals. So everything, much like what Baron Zemo is saying, everyone just becomes bigger, radder, badder dudes.
Yeah, so Baron Zemo was right, basically, yeah. I guess, yeah. The
yeah,
takeaway.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel.
Crime. It's cool in MCU, I guess. Well, not cool. It
pays.
It pays. Crime pays in the MCU.
Crime pays now.
Yeah, that's true.
Just don't know if it's short term or long term. Depends what kind of crime, I guess.
Yeah. Depends how you feel about jail. If you love jail, crime pays 100% of the time.
Oh, yeah. But sometimes it might just only pay 50% of the time.
That's true. Yeah.
Stop fucking Jackson's wife.
No.
Hey, dickhead, are you thirsty for more Sans Pants? Let us shoot our long hot ropes of content right into your gaping earholes. Head to sanspantsradio.com to check out all 26 of our public podcasts and become a member of Sans Pants Plus to check out 20 more bonus shows and bonus feeds. That's sanspantsradio.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.